Well, hell has frozen over, and who brings sex toys to the dinner table? Tonight's episode of Basketball Wives has us going,
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's like it's a so little, chill though.
A slow chill. Yeah. Chill with the wine. And then yes, welcome to our zone, guys. This is AfterBuzz TV's after show for Basketball Wives. I'm joined with my two beautiful young ladies here as we're sipping some wine and gonna give you some great entertaining.
That's right.
You know, opinions. Maybe some facts, because you're smart. They got notes. I don't. I'm just here. Woo! We got it all turned up.
Delight.
So let me shift it on over to the left right now.
Yeah.
We got a little vanilla latte going.
Ooh, I'll take it.
Before we get to the red bone on the end.
I'll take it. Hi, guys. What's up? I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
And I'm Lanisha, and you guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Lanisha_33.
And I'm your host, Michelle Madison. You can catch me on Instagram at Michelle_MadisonTV. So let's get into it, ladies.
Let's do it.
So if you've been keeping up, this Basketball Wives, the last two episodes have been kind of tricky. Yep. You know, Sunday we had an episode, and then we got blessed by another episode tonight. So we got two for one.
That's
right. It's like a really good deal. So we'll start out with last night's and then focus more on tonight. So yesterday, literally, did you guys feel the chill? Did hell freeze over for you? Ooh. Because I was like, what the...
I know, right?
What's happening?
Hell, right? It got a little chilly.
I'd take a sip of that one.
I know, but it looks like we've got a nice little camaraderie now happening.
And our prediction came through.
Exactly,
true, right?
Girl.
Shawnee was going to be the one to bring them together. And she was working on it because Evelyn wasn't for it at first. Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh, Tammy's too disrespectful, you know, which she can be sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, she just didn't think Tammy would be open to it and be able to have a conversation like women. Mm-hmm. You know, but Shawnee is queen, and she got them together.
She sure did.
She got that magic.
Yeah. She worked her Shawnee magic on those two, which I was actually pretty skeptical that it was going to ever happen, and I was also skeptical that it was going to go down the way that it did, but it looks like we've got a nice little one big happy family back again.
No bottles were thrown. Water wasn't wasted. Yeah. You know, utensils weren't used for other reasons.
Right.
I'm just surprised it happened so soon in the season. Mm-hmm. I expected it to be more of like towards the end.
Sure.
Yeah,
like
same here.
To kind of, you know, trick us. So now I'm kind of like thinking, what the hell is going to happen this season?
I know.
Because if this happens so soon, they have something cooking at the end. Something's about to really go off.
That's right. Well, I totally agree with that. I don't know. I'm excited to see what drama is going to unfold.
We'll save that prediction for the end of tonight and see if we think of anything in the meantime.
Yes.
So we're happy that they've formed alliances, I should say.
Yeah, I'm happy.
You know who's not happy?
I know one person who's not happy,
and that's Miss Jackie Christie.
She's not happy.
Jackie. Oh my gosh, Jackie. Everything's not about you.
Boy.
I'm sorry. And I think that's her thought about it. She said she was mad because she was not invited to give her, I guess, her side of it, because she's under the impression that the ladies must have spoken about her in not such a great way. Mm-hmm. But if you feel that Tammy is your boohoo friend, as you say, then you should never question her and what she's going to say about you when you're not there. Mm-hmm. Like, you should trust your friend, even if you guys are going through something.
Right.
You should trust that your friend is going to, you know, be respectful towards you. So I was really surprised about that.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go, girl.
I was gonna say, and even though they were having their issue and Jackie was kind of in the middle of it, like Evelyn said before, no, like Tammy said, they already had something going on. Mm-hmm. And Jackie just kind of added to the levels of that. So it was a situation where Tammy and Evelyn just needed to hash it out between the two of them. They really didn't need a third party. Shawnee was there because she is so neutral and she didn't really have a side either way. So you need that. So because you try to sit down with the two of them, add Jackie into it, it's just going to be arguing again. Mm-hmm. They're not going to get anywhere.
Yep.
Lauren.
Well, no, I was just going to say, I don't know why Jackie got upset in the first place. I was just so confused about, like, isn't the point of wanting them to make up? Like, Tammy and Evelyn's, their history goes way back.
This is Miami days.
Yeah.
Way back. So for me, I was like, why is this such a bad thing to all of a sudden get these girls back together? Like, isn't that what we want? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, like, mm-hmm. everybody's singing Kumbaya and Jackie's off crying in the corner.
Oh, no, Ponderosa.
Everybody's saying Ponderosa.
And we had to look this up.
Well, Evelyn actually tweeted about it and gave us the definition of Ponderosa, yes. which is a tall pine in North America. A tall pine tree in North America.
Yes.
What so, does that have to do it has, with?
Because
it's like, also a delicious steakhouse.
That's what I was. People. Yes. She meant to say they were at the Ponderosa, not having a Ponderosa.
Oh, okay.
But I'm giving that to her.
Well,
because my girl sometimes, you know, minces her words, and, you know.
She does.
That's what we hear there.
For. And that's kind of adorable.
Yeah.
I kind of love
she's
it about
in her,
her.
She's in her moments, and it's, you get it, but it's funny when you, like, dissect it.
Well, yeah. I kind of feel like I can agree with her. Like, sometimes mm-hmm. I meant to say, like, you know, mm-hmm. apple, and I
yeah,
say, like,
true.
I don't know, something.
Oranges. Like, totally, that's what, not even apple. What even says, there's nothing that's like an apple. It's an apple.
Do you know orange is actually the only word, I think, y'all correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe orange is the only word in the English dictionary that you can't rhyme with.
Really?
I think so.
Oh,
somebody tweet me if I'm wrong. But
rappers, hip hoppers, well, I don't know about the new ones, but somebody, I'm sure you guys think of a creative word. And now I'm going to think about it.
I know. Let it rack your brain.
Yes.
Let it, a little food for thought.
Thank you for enlightening us.
You're welcome.
Orange.
My pleasure.
You learn something new every day.
Orange. Orange.
Okay. All right. Speaking of basketball wives.
Yes. So back to, So I feel like I almost get this feeling that Jackie actually wanted to be the peacemaker, and she kind of feels a way that Shawnee got to it before she did.
Yeah,
because she made it about her. It was. Mm. It still always goes back to her.
It does.
And I'm like,
no matter
how
what.
Do you always make it about you?
Yeah, that's a good point. Actually, I didn't even think about that. Mm. But I think Jackie. That was Jackie's.
She wants
whole
to be
thing.
The savior. Yeah. That's one of even her
that's
things.
Not how that would have turned out.
No. Yes, because but. Think about it. When we, like you were saying, Evelyn, Jackie, and Tammy. Together, those are three hotheads. That's
right.
Yeah,
very that's strong a disaster waiting mm-hmm. to happen.
Yep. And like you said, Shawnee is a good neutralizer for that situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And Shawnee's been there from the beginning with these ladies. You know, she's been there from the beginning with the drama that's gone down with them. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if there's anybody that's going to kind of bring them together, it's got to be somebody who can speak to the history and the friendship the longest. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think it was appropriate for Shawnee to be like, look, guys, let's do this.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. It was like Mama Hen coming in and being like,
Mama Hen, gathering all the chickadees.
Getting all the children together and being like, you're mad about this.
Right.
You're mad about this.
Let's talk it through.
Yep, exactly.
You put on a shirt and then you guys have to stay together. You guys seen that on social media?
Yeah, they get along.
I'm going to do that. And even to add to our point is, I'm going to skip around, but just to because it makes sense, we had a sit-down where where Shawnee invites Jackie, Evelyn,
in tonight's episode,
Tammy.
Yeah.
And why did Evelyn and Tammy walk in together?
That was just,
I was like, producers,
to the fire.
You guys did that. Y'all were like walking together. Mm-hmm. That was so petty.
It was
more spiteful. I think that's probably
really
the best word.
I kind of loved it.
No, but in that way,
it was
great.
It was
great jab.
Petty.
That's you know, it's have them two walk in together.
Yeah.
Like, who? I mean, I'm still like really like it's taking me some time to get used to seeing them together.
Yeah,
because seeing them touch and no blood is shed.
Right.
That's like
and
epic
laughing together. Because even in like close to the beginning of the episode when they went shopping together, Emily and I'm just put their names together. They're, that's the new Emily.
I like that.
Evelyn and Tammy.
Yes,
I'm just like, oh, they're BFFs already? They just had one sit down. Now they're shopping and laughing and talking together. But I think that's just them being adults about it. Because then Evelyn does say, well, we're not going to be best friends right away. But it is nice to have someone to talk to. And also because Tammy has gone through her struggles with fertility as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so they kind of do have that in common and can talk about that. Mm-hmm. When before it was like, you know, I'm on this side and you're on this side. So
and
let's stay on our side.
Like I said, they're the same person.
Yeah.
So for them to be really at odds, you understand it. But at the same time, as someone looking out, you're like, you guys are pretty much the same. And Tammy even said it, you know, I also suffered from a miscarriage when I found out you had a miscarriage and I couldn't reach out to you because of where we were.
Right.
So, you know, that Tammy still had, she had a feeling for Evelyn in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And then just when you see them together, it's like, Yeah, like, why are you guys, like... Yeah.
It's like it's meant to be all along, you know? Yeah. It's like we've, like, watched this love story unfold for so many years, and they've been, like, fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting. Like, you guys, mm-hmm. come on, you're the same people. Like, and it was really weird seeing mm-hmm. them that happy together at right. first. I mean, because up until now, it's been, like, she's this and she's that mm-hmm. and all, you know? And yes. it just, it's so...
Tammy did say that Evelyn came to L.A. just...
Right, we can't let that one go. That's a bold statement.
That was a
very bold.
On the reunion show, I hope they talk about that because I was like, girl.
For sure. So that's the hardest for me, the hardest bridge to get over for her mm-hmm. to make a like statement like that.
Yeah.
And now they're all, you know.
Show me.
But mm-hmm. I was very happy when Evelyn was like, look, it's going to take some time. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be besties overnight. But mm-hmm. at the same point, you know, here we are. Yeah. We've come to an understanding with each other. So I just want to see how long it lasts.
Yeah.
I just want to see how long it lasts because I don't know that I trust it yet.
Maybe that's a prediction because mm-hmm. that's what I was saying. It happened so soon in the season that makes me think something mm-hmm. is brewing. Mm-hmm. Something bigger has to be brewing towards the end.
Oh, it has
end.
To. Yeah.
Because we only have, what, maybe 3 more episodes to go? The 22nd of this month is the last episode. And after we got to see
when they're... That makes me sad. That's not enough.
I know.
Why didn't they give us more
episodes? We got to check when the reunion show is, if there's a reunion show.
Yeah.
We didn't see that on the list.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, we got 3 more episodes to go to figure out what's going on.
Oof.
All right.
Crazy.
So going back to this dinner again, because I have to have this discussion. All right, guys. So when you go to a fancy restaurant, some of the things you do is, you know, you get pretty, get nice, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
You bring a cute bag, wear some... new shoes if you got to break them in, mm-hmm. new lipstick, whatever.
Right.
What don't you pull out at the table?
Well,
I think Jackie just gave us something.
She gave us a lot. She gave us a lot of information about...
A lot.
Miss Jackie pulled out a muzzle, a sex muzzle, blinged mm-hmm. out.
Blinged out.
Blinged out latex... sex muzzle.
Not like she bought it for this event. She bought it for this event.
But if you know Jackie, you know she probably has a sex dungeon, you know.
Yeah, right.
People
yeah.
saying, Candy have one? I think Jackie probably has one. She probably has a swing, too.
Oh, yeah.
She I wouldn't be surprised.
Everything.
Well, but she whipped that out so quick. I'm like, who brings a muzzle?
So do we think that, like, she told producers before that she's like, I've got this muzzle, and then, or she just was like, I'm going to put this in here and just wait for an appropriate time to pull it out?
Yes, she did that. That's mm-hmm. what she did. She said, I'm going to pack this muzzle, and I'm going to pull it out. She probably had a whip in there, too, and the molly ball thingy, gag, whatever it is. She probably had all of that in there. She didn't have a reason to bring it out yet.
I cannot.
Because if someone popped off, she probably would have been like, I need you to put this in your mouth and be quiet.
I can see this.
Yes. I can see this in my head.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. But I don't know. Okay. I don't know. If I'm Evelyn, I don't put that on my face.
I don't know why Evelyn put that on her face.
I was like, Evelyn, I know.
She must not really know Jackie like that.
I know you know.
Like, no, ma'am.
And then she asked if her husband's junk has been in there. I'm like, that's the reason why you should never have put it on your face in the first place.
Oh, but Jackie's response.
She said, oh, I'll let you want.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm a married lady, and I don't speak like that.
Girl, if you didn't speak like that, you wouldn't be a married lady.
No, she said in public.
In public.
Mm-hmm. Lady in shades.
That's right.
But yeah, so she's like, oh, well, no, I just wear it. You know, I wear it when he's doing me in the back door.
I'm like, girl, that's not the only time. But, okay.
and apparently at lunch.
We need all of that information.
We've seen 50 Shades of Grey and 50 Shades Darker.
Ooh, this is like 50 Shades.
I did not want to know because Jackie's kind of like a mom to me. And it's like hearing your parents have, I'm like, no, I don't. As far as I'm concerned, I came from the stork. I don't want to know anything about what y'all did. No.
Well, I agree.
And she gives a lot of sex advice. I'm not going to, you know, I think she probably should do like a spinoff thing. Like, you know,
she probably should.
Jackie's sex advice or something. Mm-hmm. Like Tammy has her bonnet.
The mistress.
Mistress 101 book. But she also does the bonnet diaries.
Or like an Instagram little videos on Instagram.
Jackie should do a column like Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah, that would be
cute. Do like a Sex in the City kind of thing.
But Jackie would take it too far.
No, but I feel like she would make it comical.
Instagram would probably block her.
That would be good. That'd be good, though.
She would be entertaining, that's for sure.
That means Howard Stern could probably have her on his show.
Yeah. Well,
so, hey, girl, I am giving you stuff, Jackie. You need to hire me as your publicist because I'm giving you a lot of good advice here.
My favorite part about that about that lunch that happened is she rolled up in there and she took all of the glass off the table, like tucked up all the knives, pulled her hair in the bag. I was like, she put up
the dishes too.
She didn't put on Vaseline, so she wasn't serious.
But here's my thing. So she did. She did all of that.
She wasn't serious. She had it in her earrings. She wasn't serious.
No, but
every black girl knows that.
Did you see her rings though? She had on like massive, like ready to fight rings. I didn't
pay attention to that.
Oh yeah, she did. So she wrapped up all the glass on the table. She moved
plasticware.
Yes, she moved all the table, all the plates, all the silver, everything. She like tucked her hair in. She was like, I'm taking all of this back. But she had two like knuckle size rings on each hand. Go and look at it, because I was like, she was ready. She came prepared.
She was at these good Caucasian people's restaurant acting up. Coming to fight, talking about they don't play in the county.
Right. I was like, How do you know, Jackie?
She probably knows. She's telling you.
Well, maybe.
She was prepared. She said, I got my people. I hope you got your people.
I'm going to look at Jackie's background. I'll run.
Tammy's face was everything. Tammy was just like, this chick. She
The fact that she, I thought Jackie was about to burst out in tears. You know,
because
at first
she's
just like,
yep.
Let's fight. Do y'all just want to fight?
Female fight club.
Yep.
I was like, okay.
Yeah. Her and Evelyn was just like,
I do kind of appreciate that she just went right for it.
Yeah, it's like, no
talking. She was in the moment. She was like, you know, let's just fight.
Let's do this.
And I think, honestly, because I felt like she was about to cry, I think that's why she just went for it. Okay. Because I don't think she wanted them to see her emotional.
So from crying to fighting, two extremes.
Well, no, but I think she was just probably just, she was on the defensive already.
Yeah.
And I think she didn't want them to see her vulnerable. So she was like, she got to attack mode first, I feel like. And I think that's why it felt a little jarring too for Evelyn and for Tammy, because I think they were both kind of like, what?
Like, where did this come from?
I mean, she literally took the words, they were speechless, which doesn't happen too often.
Well, and they started laughing, and I feel like if I was in that situation, I would too.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be so uncomfortable to see somebody go that quick over something that seemed like not a big deal. You know what I mean? But it was a big deal to Jackie, and you could tell that. She just is she's an overreactor.
What are you?
Jackie is emotional.
Yeah.
She is. My thing is, I think Jackie unfortunately makes things still about her. It doesn't matter. The sky could be blue and it's going to be about Jackie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that she has to see for herself, because I don't think she sees it. She's one of those people, she loves deeply, because I see that in her. Yes. She loves, like.
For sure.
If she loves you, she loves you. But when things don't necessarily go her way, she feels like it's about her.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure what that is, but that's what I see with her.
Yeah, for sure.
But yes, that was a dinner of epic proportions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we can move on from that. So we got one of our old cast members back.
Oh, yeah.
Malaysia. Fargo. Yeah. Malaysia with the wigs. Yeah. Another one.
Yes,
Malaysia's gorgeous. I have to just say that.
Stunning.
Like, girl. Oh. And you could do no wrong. She always, her wigs.
No, she
everything
she looks
is just always on point with Malaysia.
Yeah, her lashes were so good this episode. I was just, everything she did, I was like, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She's so good.
Malaysia, yes.
Malaysia, we love you if you can't tell.
Like, I know, right? We're big fans over here.
Yes, you are black girl magic. I'm not even mad.
Before we delve into Malaysia, and speaking of girls who look great, on the hike with Evelyn and Kristen, when they went on that hike.
Yeah, I was going to say that for
them. And, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. We can go into that. I am not.
Well, all I'm going to say is that if we had our episode a couple weeks ago that we called Versus, like, you versus you, you versus you, you versus you. This episode is boobs. Like, literally boobs everywhere. boobs everywhere. We're going to call this one, because I feel like everybody's boobs were on display the whole time. But I will say, Evelyn, in her little onesie that she went to hiking with, her boobs look real good. I noticed that very first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that?
I did.
They looked really good.
I'm a booby girl, and I'm used to seeing
like
boobs.
A good
I'm
pair.
From Miami, so I guess I just didn't really think about it.
She looked great. They just look great.
Oh,
they look great.
To look like that.
Well, girl, I mean, don't we all?
I'll tell you what, bra to wear, girl. That's all you need. Don't get no surgery. Don't do it.
Okay.
Wait till you have kids.
We'll
you got all this. You got all the tips and tricks.
Yes, I can tell you what bras to wear. Simple.
Well, let's do that. That's the after show.
Yeah. I got you, boo boo. So yeah. So.
But I do. But my to bigger comment that I wanted to make about that moment is that when she had the chat with Kristen about the IVF and you know the miscarriages that they're both going through, to me, it's really nice to see Evelyn right now, because I know we've talked a lot about her having this new image and this mm-hmm. new persona and this new...
Yana, fix my life.
Well, really, yeah. What struck me about that moment is she's really got her priorities in order.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She seems like she's just, like, laser-focused on her priorities, mm-hmm. and she yeah. is not derailing from that. Mm-hmm. And so I really love that. I love seeing that moment about her, because... It just, it's really yeah. nice to see it, this new side of Evelyn mm-hmm. really sticking mm-hmm. around and, you know, have some, like, heartwarming feelings about Evelyn. Right. I just think yeah. it's awesome.
And so. It's refreshing. Yeah. Her. And I think yeah. I'm going to be wrong, because I'm looking like, this is Evelyn, though. Even though you may change some ways, you're still yeah. always you and things like that. And she's going to pop off at some moment. But I don't think so. I think she's going to prove me wrong. Mm-hmm. And she's still, like you said, she's just laser focused on, you know, her family, wanting more kids and mm-hmm. things like that.
Stay the course.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Well, I'm not sure how that's going to go off, but piggybacking off of that discussion, because she's going to be making a suggestion to Kristen very soon.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I'll start talking about it, because we already kind of did already in this episode.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Is it her place to suggest doing a makeover?
How well does she know Kristen?
They just met. Everyone for the most... Yeah, yeah. Kristen's new on the show. They didn't have any past relationships. The hiking trip was like the first time they did like one-on-one time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Okay.
That we know of.
Hey, again, I feel like this is a situation where Evelyn's getting caught in wanting, in her really good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Her intentions, I think, are pure. I think she really just wants to do something mm-hmm. nice for this girl. And she's like, because when she's talking about Kristen, all she's saying is like, this girl is stunning. This girl mm-hmm. is right, beautiful. Yes. Oh my gosh. Like, this girl is amazing. Like, I want to help her feel even better about herself. Yeah. You know, I have this stylist friend. I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I could help my friend, you know, feel even better. And so for me, I think it's sweet. And I hate, mm-hmm. I know we get a little preview about the next mm-hmm. season where she, I mean, the next episode where she gets a little emotional about it, and Kristen gets a little upset. But mm-hmm. I really think that it was such a nice thing for her to do and offer. Yeah. I'm not mad at it. I think it's great.
I mean, I think it's, she may be coming from a good place, but the problem is when you don't know the person that well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And with, what if Kristen is like, that's her style, like that's her thing. She doesn't mm-hmm. think she has a, you know what I mean? She but needs if, a makeover or anything like that. And she may feel like she's confident in whatever yeah. she wears, and she's rocking it. You know what I mean? So then it may do the opposite of like, well, I'm out here thinking or trying to be, you know, confident and things like that, and then you just kind of shut me down.
But my only yes, I mm-hmm. understand what you're saying to mm-hmm. that, but my only comment to that is, if you are that confident in how you look and you don't think that you need a makeover, then that's all you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Just be
mm-hmm.
like, nah, I'm good. I like how I look. I'm happy with my style. This is just me. Like, I'm comfortable rocking this.
And that's assuming that you are confident, but then we're also adding the factor of feeling offended. That's what Jackie was bringing up when she mm-hmm. said, you know, Evelyn, she may want to punch you in the face.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. And I think that her intentions are good, just like when she gave the money to Jackie's daughter mm-hmm. and, you know, it came, some people were saying that her intentions weren't good. And then used the word friend. Friend is a word I feel like that gets thrown around too easily.
Mm-hmm.
They just met. I wouldn't call them friends. They're castmates. They mm-hmm. work together because this is a reality show. And that's not, that's something that maybe if Shawnee said to Evelyn or Jackie or what can I think right now? One of those two girls
mm-hmm.
or someone that she's known for a long time. That's a conversation that can be had. Now, with Kristen's situation, it's a little different because you know, she said that she wants Kristen to dress appropriately for her shape.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're going to go into now body images, but basically that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. And maybe body shaming from Evelyn.
And I don't think she's body shaming.
I don't think she is either, but yeah. it may come across that way.
And see, some Kristen. People I feel like may, they, body shaming / bullying gets also, I think, overused in situations that they're not, it doesn't make any sense for, in my opinion. But I think that's a conversation. If you're going to say, I'm going to do a makeover to you, I think it's probably best to say, you know, let's all get together and do a makeover. Mm-hmm. I think maybe that would have felt so mm-hmm. not so on her, yeah. and it would have been everyone. Oh, ladies, let's try something new.
Yeah.
We're going to try new wigs. We're going to try new makeup, new lipstick, you know, a new look. And, you know, have more interaction to see how she feels about her body, her self-esteem, mm-hmm. her self-worth, mm-hmm. because you don't know what she's going through. She also just had a miscarriage.
Right.
You know, she, her body type is different than her other sisters mm-hmm. as a middle child. So there's layers to this that, you know, a lot of people don't think about. You know, right. I have best friends who have different body types, and I hear all the stories, and you never think, if you're not in that position, you don't think of it. Because you're not.
Right.
But I also think that there, you know, we all have sort of a whether we admit it or not, we all have an idea of this sort of body.
Mm-hmm. Our ideal body.
Things that we look. Like mm-hmm. as women, and mm-hmm. I don't want to just say just women, because I know this, I think it's kind of a universal thing sometimes, yeah. but mm-hmm. You know, there is that thing where we all have sort of something maybe about us that we're like, oh, I wish that was maybe a little different. I wish I could tweak this or that.
Exactly.
And I totally hear what you're saying, and actually I feel like it may have been a better situation for her to pull her aside and be like, mm-hmm. hey, mm-hmm. I've got this stylist and I think it would be really great. How do you feel about a makeover? Mm-hmm. And if it had been done one-on-one, that might have been
with
different,
no cameras.
Right. Yeah. And it may have been a little received a little bit better.
Yeah.
The only thing that I say is that, you know, if you, because we all have those things about ourselves that are like, we always all want to look our best. Mm-hmm. I think we can all agree mm-hmm. that we all want to always look our best. So if there is, because there's that underlying need to want to look our best, you know, for most of the time, like, regardless of what you look like, I do feel like even if you project the most confident mm-hmm. sort of like, oh, yeah, I'm like, I got this. I'm good. I look good. I, you know, mm-hmm. or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with my size. I'm happy with my shape. I'm happy with whatever it is that you got. Like, if there's a nugget of that inside of you that mm-hmm. is not, then when somebody pokes at that, mm-hmm. it hurts real bad.
It's a spot. Yeah.
It hurts real bad.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is unintentionally what Evelyn did to Kristen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Because we did see her start crying.
Yeah.
And then the stylist that she pulled aside, they literally just met her.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of just started giving this information. Right. I was like, and then the stylist, I mean, I guess she was asking valid questions, but I don't know if stylists do like a facial body makeover, because she was asking, is it a demolition job?
Right.
And Evelyn said, no, she's a pretty girl, just, mm-hmm. you know, clothing. Yeah. So I don't know.
I think she was maybe thinking more so makeup, like hair, makeup,
mm-hmm. okay.
and clothing. Mm-hmm. So I think she was like just thinking of like the whole everything.
Oh, I thought
like,
she was talking about like Botox and stuff. I was like, what?
Well, so, like, she might have, that? Maybe. It's LA.
I mean, it's LA, yeah. yeah. I'm like, oh, my stylist gave me this facial, this facelift. I don't know.
Also, not for nothing, and I don't know all of her clients, but it did seem like all of her clients were men.
She said she is affiliated with men in the NBA, and what mm-hmm. woman doesn't like a man in his balls?
Well,
her boobs were on display.
Definitely. Her boobs were out.
Did they say they were real?
They were real.
Yeah.
Well, and Jackie.
Girl, people say mine are fake all the time.
Co-signed said, yes, those are real.
Yeah.
I was like, Jackie's crazy.
How do y'all feel about that? Would y'all, like, go crazy if somebody just, like, grabbed your boobs out?
People do that to me all the time.
Yeah.
Well,
no. Women, they like, oh my gosh, those are real. I'm so used to it that I kind of know when people are like, you know, genuine about it, and I'm just like, yeah, you know.
Okay,
yeah.
So then speaking on, so while we're on this topic, the cool sculpting that the girls went to.
Yes.
How do y'all feel about that?
That looks like the places in Miami. Okay, so let me tell y'all. So in Miami, that's like pretty much like a McDonald's. Like,
really?
Oh yeah, it's like a big thing. Like everyone's doing surgery or something.
They just go in and like
that's
freeze
how
it?
They look. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's supposed to freeze the fat particles, and then it releases. Is there cool sculpting? And I think there's heat that a heat one.
Oh, I haven't so heard about the heat one.
Oh. So it's an alternative to liposuction.
Yeah.
So you just go
to
in,
freeze the fat and like kill the fat by freezing it.
It's either freeze it or you burn it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So nice. Yeah, people fly to like Miami for weekends or a week and get their stuff done and fly out. I think they call it travel spa or travel surgery, something like it's like a major fad like that we're going through right now.
Fantastic.
And everyone talks about their surgery in Miami, which is different than what I've been experiencing in LA. It's kind of like hush hush.
It doesn't happen.
But there, everybody's like, girl.
I know. I'm like, I know your face. Oh, I have seen your face.
The surgeries for the boob stuff come on TV all day long, on the radio.
Really?
Oh, ew. We have no shame. We talk about it all.
I kind of like that, though.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm that way. Like,
about it.
I mean, like, you know, I'll tell you.
We keep it real. We keep it pretty real.
Yeah. I'd rather know that, though. I trust a person who's going to tell you about their work. You know
that's what,
I mean?
What I'm saying.
I trust the person who's, and then
give me. If you hide that, you'll hide a lot of things.
Exactly. So that's right. Yeah. That's right. You got, what other skeletons you got?
Right.
So, but they were still eating their food, though.
They were. I was just going to say, sure, no, I agree with them. Like, it didn't look, it looked more like a little massage place.
But that's how they look. Like cool, they're called med spas. That's how they look. They look like you go, you get a facial or you do Botox, and then you can do some cool sculpting.
On the side.
Oh, yeah. On your lunch break.
Have a so little
a
cool
whole sp- thing. I'm looking into that business.
Oh, there you go.
Looking into invest to diversify.
Well,
all right.
And I'm going to be that person. Can I get like 20% off?
No, no, no. As long as you
buy a Groupon.
Right. Promote me on Instagram.
Group discount.
Yeah, you know, tell your story. Got to get that money. Count them coins. So, yeah. So, back to Malaysia. Sorry. We had a little detour. Yeah, but yeah, Malaysia's back.
She is.
So she said that she's thinking about moving. She's going to move to Atlanta.
Yeah.
She has friends and family out there. How do we feel about that? Malaysia and Atlanta.
I mean, I think it's cool. I think Atlanta's a hot spot right now. I feel like a lot is happening in Atlanta.
Let me tell you something. All y'all people moving to Atlanta, I just went after not being there in 5 years, and the traffic was horrible. Okay, I complain not now that I'm an LA person, but still, for Atlanta, it's crazy.
Is it?
Oh my! I'm like, who are these people moving here?
But is
you
it
guys don't even have any nice beaches. No offense, I'm just saying.
No, but there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of work happening in Atlanta right now.
No, yeah, especially in the film business. Yeah, for sure. A number of people have relocated there for film, but I'm just like, yeah. All my best friends live there. So,
yeah.
You know. I think, and like she said, she has a lot of friends and family there, so I think it'll be a good look for her, and maybe she'll pop up on another show.
I was gonna say, see her jumping franchises?
No, do not.
No.
Do not.
It's kind of a downgrade. But
Malaysia, come in. Malaysia, let me talk to you. Do not do it.
I'm just saying. It.
Don't listen to these two. Don't do it. Don't.
I didn't say she should. It she
is.
Just might.
I'm just that saying she might. That is like the most.
Her those, friend is on there.
That
Bambi.
That is the ratchetest of the ratchet. That is like, sometimes when it first came out, I was literally just ashamed to be a black woman. I was like, what the hell? That's why I didn't watch it. And seriously, I didn't watch Basketball Wives LA for that very reason, too. I was like, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Hey,
true.
That's what I
but
do. Only thing fake about me is my hair.
I got over my embarrassment.
It is. It's a guilty pleasure because my roommate turns it on every Monday for her Ratchet Mondays, and I watch. And I'm forced, but then I have to cleanse my mind. Don't do it, Malaysia. Let your other friend do it.
So you are not a fan of her moving to Atlanta, I take.
No, I'm just wondering if Atlanta's going to satisfy, for someone that's lived in LA, I just wonder if it's going to satisfy just certain personality types. Because if you've been here long enough, like it's like going to New York, or for me, for Miami, it's like I'm used to certain things, and I guess Atlanta is up there now, so I guess it wouldn't be too much.
But yeah, because it is one thing to visit a place and kind of, oh, you think you're there a lot, and it's like, oh, I could live here, and then you do move there, and it's different to actually live there, to be there day in, day out.
Yeah, case in point, I'm from Nashville originally, and everybody's like, oh, Nashville's booming, Nashville's a hot spot, everything's happening in Nashville, Nashville's popping off, which it is, I'm not lying. It actually, is. Like, since I have been there, I mean, since I've left, it is, like, a totally different city.
I know, but not a major company that's moving to Nashville.
Yeah, 100%. So it is definitely like blowing up in a lot of ways. However, I was just there over the weekend, and the Walgreens closes at 10.
Girl, oh my gosh, really?
And I'm like,
you were in Nashville itself?
Yes.
Not outskirts, Nashville, the city, like downtown, whatever.
Just a little bit south of it, but I mean, I was in downtown Nashville.
Like 30 minutes south.
There's not a Walgreens in downtown Nashville.
I'm just, there's Walgreens.
There's got to be one somewhere.
Yeah, because there's Dwayne Reed in New York, and we have that stuff.
I'm just saying, like, the bank closed at 4.
See, I would just die.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I literally would die because
I'm ridiculous.
Even LA closes early for me for stuff, and I am dying right now. I'm like, I am not used to this.
Well, exactly.
I'm like, everything is closed at like 12 or 1. Like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, I need things open a little bit later.
I know. Oh, wow. So that was a little bit of a shocker. So I do see what you're saying about that because, 10 o'clock, Walgreens. Not like I wanted to. 10 o'clock. Wow. Done.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, so I won't be moving. No,
that's the hardest part, though, I will say. Yeah. Once you've been in a big city, it's hard to go, you know, a city like New York, Miami, yeah. LA, like, those are, you know, kind of big hubs. Once you've been places like there, it's a little bit harder to go to...
kind of taking a step back a little.
Well, it's...
just as far as the city, not necessarily your moves or your intentions there, but the city itself, it's like, they're on a different schedule, you know what I mean, with their things, so...
Well, she also said that she's celibate. So maybe the...
I'm sorry.
I hate you right now. You almost spat that out.
I did. I'm sorry. But no, our producer was saying, like, Malaysia is boring, in my opinion, and Brandy, and it made me laugh.
We all need good girls. Brandy, boring? She gonna bring it. Watch. Her and Tammy... That's Tam and Evelyn and that we're not getting.
We want Malaysia to be boring because Malaysia's one. I think she may be even crazier than Tammy. Like when she's one of those people, when she from goes, Compton. She goes. Yeah. So when she goes, she goes. Girl,
she pretty, but don't let her pretty fool you. She take off those lashes and that wig.
I love it.
She'll be with you at the county.
I do like that Brandy said. I thought it was kind of cool when Brandy, or not cool, but I thought it was interesting when Brandy said that Tammy and Evelyn are not friends. They're just scared of each other.
Which is true.
What do y'all
people
think?
Who know your bones in your closet, it's keep your enemies close, no, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But I still think that they have a love-hate and they still are, they're two peas in a pod. They just have to manage your anger. They have, I think they're actually more like they have to manage your anger with like how they deal with each other. Like they can't, like how she deals with Jackie's not how she could deal with Evelyn because Evelyn is just like her. Mm-hmm. So like if anyone in a group of friends, you know how you talk to one friend who's uber sensitive versus the one that doesn't care. It's different, and you have to learn your friends. I know my friends.
Sure,
you gotta know your friends.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought that was really interesting, and I also, going back to when Jackie, Shawnee, Evelyn, and Tammy all had the dinner together, the kumbaya dinner, we'll call it, and they're like, we're cool,
right.
They are not cool. I don't think they're cool. Of them?
Jackie, Tammy, Evelyn,
and Shawnee.
And Shawnee? You don't think the four of them are cool?
No. I think there's...
Please,
explain. I honestly think... No, I think that... Because remember Jackie was saying, like... I don't feel like I have been hurt at this place. I don't feel like, but I'm going to apologize.
Like the outsider.
I'm going to be like the bigger person. I'm going to say I'm sorry. I think that's going to come back to like, she's resentful of that fact, having to like come and be like, I'm sorry. I'll take responsibility. It's all my fault because I don't really think that she thinks it is.
So you're saying, because this is what I'm seeing, Jackie's the outsider. Tammy, Evelyn, and Shawnee are good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But Jackie's still the outsider, as she stated.
And I think she just appeased them in that moment, and saying, like, all right, we're good.
Yeah.
They are not good.
Ah,
I don't
agree with that because if she had to come and tell you guys that, look, I still feel like the outsider, then I get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, because then look at her later in the episode when she like got all up in arms about Shawnee not liking her Instagram posts.
Okay, that's, again,
what?
Jackie.
That's childish.
You need a lot of time. This is why you're a married woman. You have a husband. He gives you all the attention in the world. Your friends cannot give you that attention. I was exhausted for Shawnee when she says that. I was like, my best friend just added me on LinkedIn. That's my best friend since before we had boobs. Okay?
I love it.
It's just not that serious.
We're not
even like that.
And time and energy you're putting into that to know like what she's doing on Evelyn and Tammy's page versus what she's not doing on yours.
My thing is
so exhausting.
And this actually, I just got a revelation. Jackie is still constantly pitting herself against other people and making it about her.
Exactly.
This is the same thing that it seems like, in my opinion, that she did to her daughters.
Well,
pitting them together, it's a competition. Like, why do you only commented on Shawnee's hair because you wanted her to comment back on you? That's not a genuine, not doing something genuine,
right?
Yeah,
because if you do something genuine, you don't need anything back,
right?
That's right,
girl. Your hair look good, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't need nothing else from you.
That's a genuine friend, though. That's what it means to be a friend, you know. But I literally wrote Jackie Dinner Instagram post, give me a break.
No, for real.
Seriously.
I have to agree.
Come on.
And then Shawnee went on. She's like, okay, I'm going to appease her. Which is why I think that still Shawnee is trying because she's seeing how her friend is.
Neutralizer.
This there's a book called The Love Language. Have you guys are familiar with it? Five Love Languages. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Jackie's love language is like, I don't know if this is a real one, but it's, I think it's one of them. It's attention, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Words of affirmation.
There you go. Yeah. Girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're friends with Jackie,
give her the love.
Yeah.
Just overdo it.
24/7.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm the person that I just need actions.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
All I need action is actions. Time. That too. Sometimes I really don't want you talking. I just want to.
Well, yeah, that's
I just want to be booed up, but I don't really want to talk to you.
I don't even know if I want you to touch me.
Rub my feet. That's like a prerequisite.
Oh, man. You
gotta rub my feet. We don't have to talk, but you gotta rub my feet.
Yeah.
Any event, moving on.
I love it.
Before we go, anything else? We got 15 more minutes. Anything else that we didn't get to discuss?
No, I think I'm just excited to see what happens next week with Evelyn and Kristen having their little moment. Mm-hmm. I think that's exciting. And then I think I'm excited to see if any of this kumbaya that happened in this episode actually sticks.
Well, yeah, we already see Jackie's not happy, so.
I will say this, for the little sneak peek for next week's episode, mm-hmm. when Malaysia brings Brandy to the dinner, mm-hmm. and then, like, you know, Tammy and Shawnee, neither one of them like her, and so they get up and walk out, we see that Evelyn's walking out with them as well.
Oh, yeah.
So I think this, it may last a little while, like you mm-hmm. said, maybe like that very last episode, maybe something will... Mm-hmm. you know, explode then. But right now, they're still good. Because even Evelyn is like, I know she's more so possibly having Shawnee's back in that moment, but mm-hmm. still, you're walking all out together.
Mm-hmm. It's a bold statement.
Yeah, you're also having Tammy's back in that moment.
The mean girls. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're not mean, but, you know, they're a clique.
Yeah. Yep.
So here's my prediction on that. I agree with it, and I did see that because you do see, prediction time. So we did see clips of the three ladies, Evelyn, Shawnee, and Tammy walking out upon Brandy coming in. And I agree with you. Evelyn walked out because of Shawnee and Tammy. Mm-hmm. I think that Brandy is going to reach out to Evelyn and try to have a conversation with her because her and Evelyn, to our knowledge, don't have a past.
Right.
This will be their first time meeting each other. Mm-hmm. So I think she may try to reach out to her to speak her side of the story to see if she could get some kind of, you know, support or backing from her and then use Evelyn to drag Tammy and Shawnee mm-hmm. to come to a kumbaya for them. Mm-hmm. Because I remembered Shawnee... and Brandy and Tammy and Brandy, like,
oh yeah.
And Shawnee's an executive producer of the show, so I'm kind of surprised that she was even blindsided by that. But you know, whatever.
only time will tell, ladies.
I mean, unless she slept with somebody's man, I can't imagine anything being that deep.
Well,
because if Evelyn and Tammy could get together, mm-hmm. that's like the Crips and Bloods. They got together over over violence in the community. So,
We'll see.
Mean, Republicans and Democrats can't get together, but. We have seen hell has frozen over.
Yeah. It has.
So Evelyn and hope. Tammy if have Evelyn, touched each other, and it wasn't to fight.
They went shopping, y'all. They went shopping.
And hugged.
And hugged.
And bonded.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
So, I mean, well, anything is possible.
That's right.
All right, so before we go, ladies, how can they find y'all?
I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
And I'm Lanisha, and you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Lanisha_33.
Hey, guys, and I'm Michelle Madison. Find me on Instagram at Michelle_MadisonTV. If you want to tweet me, I'm at MICH_MadisonTV. Make sure to catch all our after shows on the Apple iTunes download and YouTube, of course. You can rewatch us. Share us with your friends.
Yeah.
And please tweet us, Instagram us, and tell us your thoughts and what you want to hear next time.
Yeah. For sure, right, guys.
Yep. So before we go, cheers.
Wait, mine is empty. That's bad luck.
Oh, it's bad luck. Give me a little more, too.
Already Wait. Empty?
Well,
okay, I'm such a lightweight.
No, don't judge me. Okay.
Cheers, ladies.
Cheers, guys.
And here's not bringing no muzzles at the table. Muzzles.
Yeah, no muzzles.
No muzzles. No muzzles.
But muzzle. My bad.
Muzzle, no muzzles.
Whatever. From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.